I realized in prayer, I remember when I was 16 years old, being at St. Paul's in Richmond at the youth group, when I would leave the youth night, I would say goodbye to every single person, all 40 people, before I could leave. And once I knew that everyone was taken care of, I could rest. Ever since I was 16, I felt the need, I have to take care of people. Now that's a good thing, but it's impossible to do when you have 1,000 people. Okay, so it's just no longer possible. Now then there's a second problem. There are distortions in my head. I don't want to be a bad priest. I don't want to be a lazy priest. I don't want to be a worldly priest. And so I avoid things that might seem to be self-indulgent, like sleep. So I sometimes actually all the time, I feel guilty if I sleep more than 6 hours. That's not good. So because I want to avoid complacency, I hate compromise. Because I want to avoid that, I go to an opposite extreme, which also isn't good. So the deeper spiritual truth is that whatever sacrifices we make, they must be in line with God's will. God wants us to make sacrifice, but he doesn't want every sacrifice we offer him because some of the sacrifices we make are not reasonable. So the mature Christian has to figure out what does God want, and then you give him that. And it always has to be rightly ordered. So while I was on retreat, every day I would spend, the way it works is you spend 4 hours a day in prayer in 1 hour chunks. And what Trudy said is, you have to pray over all the lies in your head that will not let you spend enough time with God and won't let you sleep enough. So I did that, and I came up with 34 reasons. So I would go back to Trudy once a day, and what we would do is we would pray through it. She would start with what's called the covering prayer. Covering prayer is a prayer for protection. And then I would say, I would do a renunciation. A renunciation is where you say, Jesus, in your name, I renounce the lie, for example, that if I sleep more than 6 hours, I'm a bad priest. And then she would respond, Jesus, into your most holy wounds, we cast this lie. And we'd repeat that 3 times for that one lie. Then we'd pause and she'd say, what did Jesus say to you? And I would share what I was receiving, what I was perceiving Jesus would tell me. After 6 full days of doing that, we go through all 34 lies. I finally felt free. Like now, I spend more time with God. And I've actually put it into my schedule. This is great. I now actually fall asleep faster. I'm more in love with God, and I'm more desirous to give him my whole life. I always used to worry that if I don't give you as much time as possible, all the people I serve, I'd worry about you. But the truth sets you free. And I realized there are 4 truths that if I spend more time with God and slightly less time with you, there are 4 truths, 4 advantages. Number one, now when I spend time with you, I'm conscious to give you more love. So the quality of love, it should be better. Number two, I said to Jesus, Lord, if I can't spend as much time with my people, you have to take better care of them. And he said yes. Number three, now when I go to pray, I pray for all of you more intensely. And four, because I will not give you as much time as I did before, all of you are called to grow in maturity. You have to take greater responsibility for your spiritual health and your spiritual growth. Now, here's the deal. This would never have worked had I not been on retreat because I'm just too busy to deal with all of my problems. And even if I have time to deal with 5 of these lies in my head, these distortions, there are 29 other that will assault me and I'll keep on repeating the bad behavior. So I needed to rest in order to let the doctor heal me. And the spiritual surgery took 6 full days of rest. I go away every 6 months for these 7-day retreats, and it's worth all the time, it's worth all the money. And I would hope in some way this summer, you can also set aside that same time and same resources so that Jesus can heal you. Jesus heals best when we rest.